Children hear differently than adults. Those sounds are coming from a piece of equipment at Columbus Speech and Hearing. Audiologist Ann Wheat uses it to test the hearing ability of kids.
A child's brain, when they're born, essentially has no experience with speech and language. And so the time from birth to three is really critical for a child to develop spoken language, because their brain hasn't learned how to filter out all that speech from noise.
That's why it's important to detect hearing impairment as early as possible, so kids can get aids that will help them learn. But they don't come cheap.
Hearing aids are expensive, and unfortunately, a lot of private insurers do not provide any coverage. Some states actually mandate that private insurance cover hearing aids for children. Ohio is not one of those.
And because kids grow so quickly, they need to be tested every 6 months and be prepared to get new hearing aids at least once every 5 years. 11-year-old Eden Bradley relied on a hearing aid as a kid and was one of the lucky ones who grew out of it. Susan Bradley is her mom.
The hearing aid sat in a drawer, basically, and we were spring cleaning, and we found the hearing aid. And she said, what an expensive piece of equipment is sitting there just wasting.
And with that, an idea for a nonprofit was born. Ears On collects hearing aids that kids no longer need and finds them a new home. In March, Eden and Susan entered Give Back Hack, a social enterprise competition where people in Columbus presented ideas for projects that would impact the city.
That's what Ears On wants to do, is they want to take your donated hearing aids, have them reset to factory settings, and then give them back to audiologists so that they can use them through their office, and then give them out as loaners or give them to families that need them that aren't able to afford them.
They ended up winning. They got $5,000 to get the project off the ground, but they still face a lot of challenges. The expensive computer part of hearing aids can be recycled, but the mold, which actually holds it in the ear, has to be custom made, and kids can be rough on the devices. Audiologist Ann Wheat says she's seen kids throw aids out the car window. The Bradleys are still working with Columbus Speech and Hearing on getting the nonprofit off the ground.
We would donate them, hopefully, to Columbus Speech and Hearing, some hearing aid loaner banks, Nationwide Children's Hospital, OSU. Those are the big three pediatric audiology centers here.
The aids can't be directly given to families because they're medical equipment. Another focus of Ears On will be to give children a toolkit to explain to friends and classmates what hearing aids are. Eden remembers not being able to explain the device to her peers.
So I had a hearing aid when I was growing up, and it was always like hard because I didn't know like how to, like, when people like asked about it, like how to like tell them really. So I'd always like wear my hair down, so I didn't really have to like run into that like and go through the whole explaining process, because they don't really like tell you.
Eden and her mother want to write books to address the social impact of hearing loss, and they'll have good credentials. Ears On is a nonprofit recognized by the state and awaiting 501c3 status. Adora Namigadde, WOSU News.